I'm sitting here today with Jennifer Miller. And Jason, you're going to have to pronounce that last name for me.
It's Kropinicki.
And you guys are with the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, is that right?
Yes.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do? And you've got a couple of others. You can go ahead and introduce your companions.
My name's Jennifer, and my canine here is Shelby. And she's a canine that searches for agriculture products. So we search for fruits and meats, plants, vegetables, pretty much anything related to agriculture.
And my name is Jason Kropinicki. I'm a Customs and Border Protection officer. My dog's name is Martin. He searches for humans. He can detect humans that are stowaways. He also is trained on 5 narcotic odors: marijuana, methamphetamine, coke, ecstasy, and heroin.
And you're based out of?
Chicago O'Hare. I work just in an international airport.
Okay, and then what is the relationship with the airport? What is it that you do?
We search all incoming international passengers from all over the world. They get processed through what used to be called immigration, but now it's called Customs and Border Protection. And they get searched for passports and agriculture, drugs, narcotics, currency. So we deal with them on a daily basis coming through from Poland, Germany, Mexico, anywhere you can imagine.
And what's your association with Oshkosh? What brings you here?
We do canine demonstrations at the Federal Pavilion for Customs and Border Protection. We do 3 a day. Our last one is at 2:15 a day, and we have one at 12:15.
And what does that entail? Tell me a little bit about...
We talk about our backgrounds, our jobs, what we do on a daily basis, the training we've gone through, and then the kids and the adults get to watch our dogs actually kind of at work. We do a little demonstration scenario, and then they find it. They get the rewards, and then lots of questions are asked after that.
And then so tell me a little bit about that, the training you go through, the training they go through.
For agriculture, what I do is we go through a basic 10-week training in Frederick, Maryland. And as a canine officer, it's 9-week training. And our dogs learn the basic odors that they're trained on, which are apples, oranges, mangoes, beef, and pork. And then they're learned to sit, and they're rewarded with dog treats. My dog is only rewarded with food.
And what's the need for the agriculture? I mean, what are we trying to control with
that? We search for agriculture because of plant pests, insects, meat diseases, such as citrus canker, fruit fly. And now with the big bird flu outbreaks around the world, a lot of poultry products are prohibited, mad cow disease, stuff like that.
As far as the narcotics side, our training is conducted in either Front Royal, Virginia or El Paso, Texas. I went to the Front Royal, Virginia location. And there it's a 13-week training program. The handlers are trained simultaneously with the dog. So basically at the end of the completion, it's a total of 13 weeks training there.
And do these dogs, do they live with you? Do they become basically your permanent companions? Or how does a handler and a dog get paired? How do they get paired? And
CBP policy is our dogs are kenneled. We have a private kennel in Chicago that we have a contract with, but we do pick them up and drop them off every day. So you get pretty attached to your canines. I've had her for 6 years, and the day she retires, I have first choice to take her home with me as my.
So they can become your house.
Yeah, once they're done with their career, you have first choice to take them home, and then they come home to your house and they're your pet.
And how long do they work?
Generally 8 to 10 years. They have to pass a physical examination by the veterinarian once a year, and they need to be recertified every year on the narcotic odor, or in her case the food odor that we're looking for.
And what is the certification process?
It's a yearly test. They will put us in different scenarios. For me, it's in the airport, and then a sterile environment, which is usually one of our warehouses. And they put all of our training aids out, which for me are the 5 odors I'm trained on. And then you have to do the whole process like you're working, and to hope to heavens your dog responds to everything.
And what do they do? If you say you do a canine demonstration, so what do they do if they detect something?
When my canine detects something, Shelby, she's passive response. She'll sit, and then she'll show me with her paw where the odor is.
And then what's the procedure at that point?
And then she gets a dog treat.
No, I mean, then for you guys, then you just, if somebody's bringing some, I guess,
agriculture
products that they...
I will first talk to the passenger, ask them if they have anything. The majority of the passengers I deal with are pretty honest. Usually it's an apple, an orange, a sandwich. Then I take it from them, and then we have to mark their declaration form, which is what you have to fill out when you're coming internationally, and then they get sent back for further inspection.
So it's international fruits, vegetables that
yes,
you can't bring in?
Yes, anything international from all over the world.
Because I know I live in California, and they have a bit of a... a check as you drive in, also for similar things. And is that...
For Customs and Border Protection, it's only international. Just passengers flying in. We do rail cars, plane cargo, maritime, and then they do have dogs on the southern border and the northern border.
And what exactly is the training process for the canines after, you know, in terms of... Do you work with them as a handler when they're going in their training always, or is somebody else responsible?
Each handler works with their own dog. For instance, I used to work in Laredo, Texas. The dog stays with the handler. I got a transfer here to Chicago. So you always work the same dog, and you'd be responsible for that dog through its career, however long that is. And then... if your dog retires, you can get another dog, which you'll need to resubmit an application for that dog. And once a class becomes available, enough ports need another dog, a class will form, and then you would join that class and train another dog.
And where do they get the animals from? Are they shelter animals? Are they... They come from breeders? Do you have a specific...
For the agriculture program, they're all beagle mixes, and they're all rescues.
So why is that? Why the beagle?
It started in the 80s as a public relations program. They're cute, they're friendly, they're nice, they have a very high food drive.
Non-intimidating.
Yeah. She would lick you to death. That's about as intimidating as she get. But they're rewarded with food, and most beagles have a very high food drive. So once they realize they're getting a treat every time they find something, then they keep sitting on stuff that they're trained to find.
Got it. And
for our dogs...
They seem to be often shepherds, I see.
My dog's actually, he's a Belgian Malinois, but we do use shepherds as well as Labradors. He's a mixed breed, so he's black. He's not the typical Malinois brown, beige color. He does have the spot on the chest. But we use those three breeds, and more recently the trend is to use the Belgian Malinois breed because most of our dogs are situated on the southwest border. So you can imagine... today here in Oshkosh, it's around 90 degrees, but at another 15, 20 degrees, it's difficult for a Labrador to work in those conditions. So
he looks very similar to it, like a black shepherd.
Yes, he was bought from a private vendor, and in his case, he was bought, so his paperwork just says mixed Belgian Malinois mix, so we don't know exactly what he was mixed with.
So they're typically rescues and that sort of thing.
Yes, it could be rescues and also bought from private vendors. He actually came from Europe. I'm not exactly which country, but in the class that I graduated with, we had a dog that was from Mexico. We had several dogs that were bred locally in the Virginia area.
And what is his indicator? What does he do?
His response is a sit response. The dog is trained to go to source where the dog feels the greatest source, the highest amount of odor is. That dog will get as close as he can, and he will sit to let me know where he thinks the odor is the greatest.
And you guys, did you get to choose to come here to Oshkosh? Or I was going to ask, what's your background? What's your interest with aviation? What do you think of all of this?
I came a couple of years ago, and with the agriculture, there's four of us in Chicago, and we always want to come here. So we decided the best thing to do was rotate. So about every 4 years, one of us will come. It's just a great, great experience, great people to be around. You make some good friends. My aviation experience is that I work at the airport. Other than that, I've only flown commercial. I don't fly myself, but I have a love for planes now.
So. Any desire to learn?
No. It kind of scares me, but I love flying on the commercial plane somewhere else.
On the commercial planes?
Yeah.
What about you?
For me, we have four other NARC canines, but we're basically on a rotation. This is the first year I've been here because I've only been in Chicago for 2 years, but I have to say it's pretty amazing, all the sites that are here, all the different tents represented by all different companies, Ford, Honda, and, you know, just it's a pretty spectacular event.
And do you ever fly, I guess... This would be more for the small. I don't know if you have aerial protection that people that do fly on any of this, probably not for the odor detections, but that fly with the animals.
I've been temporarily assigned to the Phoenix field office, and I was working the airport there. And I did fly an operation where a smaller aircraft, the Cessna, actually picked me up, and a CBP Air and Marine Division aircraft picked me up. We went to a remote, smaller airport, and I did run my dog on several of the aircraft there in the warehouses. So that was pretty interesting.
And how do they fare? Any tips for flying with animals?
My dog, when we did a high banking turn, he got pretty scared there because he's never been in a plane before. But after the first initial flight, the return flight, he was fine. So it just... you know, a matter of an exposure, I believe.